Welcome, Tale Tellers, and I hope your weekend was just great. This week, there is going to be a little change from the normal episodes in that I won't be doing any shoutouts. Why? Mainly because work's taking over my weekends and weekdays. In fact, I also work the public holiday here in Australia, so this week I'll do my best to get episodes to you, but if I can't, I'll make it up to all of you. Next week, after the 2nd of October. That's when I'll be back to my normal schedule, and you can expect more stories during that time as well, just as my special thank you to those that keep listening. Okay, let's start our first story for the week. The Life of a Dispatcher. Robert. This is going to be a long one. Bear with me. I want to start by saying that I'm a very logical person. I think about the most rational reasons behind things before coming to the conclusion of something unorthodox. But there are times where even I can't explain the things I hear in a call. In my district, people often find their way to the surrounding ghost towns and run into trouble because someone gets hurt or lost, or both. Since these towns are not patrolled regularly and have bad cell phone and radio reception, a lot of people have spent days stuck in a sinkhole or in a building without a way out. Deep in the bush off a side road near an old ghost town, there is an abandoned prison. Not a lot of people are aware that it's even there until they come across it because the road leading there is so overgrown and well hidden that it doesn't stick out to anyone. The road itself to get to the prison is so dangerous and riddled with sinkholes that people often never make it to the prison before running into a problem, especially if they go out there at night. But no one ever talks about the prison because it was only functional for a few years, and then it was basically forgotten. It was originally shut down because the ground in which it lay is very unsteady and has been known to collapse under trespassers' feet. I was born and raised in this city, and I had never even heard of it until a call was made from there one day. A call that I still can't explain. I was asked this question from a fellow editor, which is why I'm posting about this call. For confidentiality reasons, all names have been made up. I was relatively new at my job, and I had only been there a few months and was still learning. 911, what's your emergency?
My name is Robert James, and I'm at the abandoned prison in Lakesville. Please, send someone here right now.
He was severely panicked and spoke very fast. Okay, Robert, what's the address? I was somewhat skeptical, having never heard of an abandoned prison, and tried my best not to sound annoyed, even though I had a feeling it was a prank.
Fuck, I don't fucking know.
He was sobbing into the phone now.
How the fuck am I supposed to know? I'm not even from around here.
The sheer terror in his voice told me all I needed to know. Robert, you said you were at an abandoned prison, right? Did you see any street signs or anything? Was there anything that you can remember? On my screen, the call itself wasn't even giving me an address or a provider.
I was, I don't know, some road. I think it's... I don't know.
He took a deep breath and continued.
I saw some gravel on the side of the road. Fuck. So I went down to the path and saw this fucking place.
His breathing was ragged. Okay, Robert, the police are on their way. Can you tell me what exactly happened? Are you alone?
No, well, now I am.
He choked out the words. What do you mean? Who were you with?
John Witt. I don't know where he went. He was with me and now he isn't.
I could hear him walking around and breathing heavy. Can you tell me what happened? Start from the beginning.
We heard about this ghost town from a friend, and we thought it would be a good idea. What was that?
He stopped and stayed silent, then continued.
So we made the trip to take some cool photos. You know, our friend didn't even tell us about this fucking place, but when we found it, we had to. Fuck's sake. I should have listened when John said this place didn't feel right.
He was sobbing again. Okay, so what happened to John? I tried to keep him on track.
That's a good fucking question, dude. I swear to God, he was right fucking behind me.
So, where are you now? Are you still inside the prison?
Yeah. But I don't know how to get out of here. It's fucking dark down here. And like, I just have my phone. Did you hear that?
He stopped and I listened attentively. I heard the faint sound of banging. Yes, I heard that. Can you find a way out of the prison?
The only way you can get in here is through the basement, and I don't want to go back down there.
He sounded terrified. Why not? Did something happen?
Kind of. I mean, no, but like, I heard things down there. Like people or something.
I know you're scared, but you're going to have to go back through the basement unless there's another way out.
You're right. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go there now. Fuck this place.
Good. Just keep talking to me. He walked for a bit and then stopped.
John, are you down there?
Robert sounded worried.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
He was hysterically crying at this point and screaming over the phone. Robert, what happened? Robert, are you okay? I tried my best to contain my own panic as he screamed and cried over the phone. He started to run with his phone down because I could hear the sound of his shoes against the floor. Occasionally he would stop, take a breath, and mutter something unintelligible out of my hearing. I tried to yell over the phone, continuously asking what it was that had happened. Eventually, he came to a stop and I could hear the sound of crickets. He was outside. His breathing came back over the phone.
I made it. I made it outside.
He let out a sigh of relief. Robert, that's great. If you can, you should try to make it back out on the road. The police should be there any minute. I didn't know how close the police were. At this point, I was just hoping he could get away from that place. He simply agreed and started to walk. Eventually, as he got deeper down the trail, static would come and go, and intercept the sound of his breathing. Man. Die out there. I know. Static chopped up his words. Can you repeat that? I didn't quite catch. The call ended. The call itself never bothered me, until I discussed with a fellow co-worker about the abandoned prison I heard about. We discussed a little about the prison and why it was shut down, and she told me it was a hotspot for young photographers. She told me a story about two young men that had gone to the abandoned prison to take photos. They had been reported missing by their family members, seeing as though they never came back home from their trip. It was not long after that the police found the bodies of two men. One had fallen into a sinkhole in the prison and had broken his neck. He didn't suffer. He died instantaneously. The other man was found alongside the trail leading to the prison. Signs pointed to a heart attack. They believe he died of fright. Truthfully, I'm not sure who called me that night. Deep down, I tell myself that it was a prank. But his emotion felt so real. The panic and terror, it was beyond real. I can't begin to explain. I'm not sure whether I should believe it was a sick joke or not. But it still sends a chill down my spine to think about it. What do you think? Nice. The Life of a Dispatcher, what a great story. Written by a great author. You can find Blind Dispatcher on Reddit, and a link to his original story here in the episode notes. By all means, read the original and let it capture your mind as it did for me. This episode will also feature in a Skinned Locust episode on YouTube, so please be sure to check out his channel also. If you search Skinned Locust on YouTube, you'll find him easily. And of course, thank you so much, you fantastic people. I'm already working hard on tomorrow's episode, which will be another dispatcher story. And with the limited time I have this week, I'll narrate these stories just for you. And on that note, my magnificent listeners, It is that time. This is the place where stories live, and you tale-tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.